This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
There we go. Coming up at, about 5:08, we will drink a toast with a shot of the day into the weekend. Then it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
And today is what we call a Men's Room Dealer's Choice Bad Choice Friday. Simply vote for one of the members of the show that you believe picked the best tune. If you follow us on X at Men's Room Live, vote for Steve, Ted, or myself. Just pick who you think's going to play the best tune.
Mm-hmm.
And according to Ted, who knows all these songs, we've all picked pretty good Friday afternoon.
But we
songs
don't
today.
Know what Ted has picked, you see. Ted knows
you guys don't
picked.
Know what I picked.
I don't know what you picked. So
I like all of them, but...
Is there anyone that stands out?
Actually, Thrill's pick is really good.
Is it, okay.
I hadn't thought about that song in years.
It's a great tune.
And then
right?
I was getting stuff set up for the show, and I was like, God damn, man, I love the song.
I know. It's awesome.
Do you have a second, Ted, to pull up the voting right now?
I just looked at it.
Okay, who's in the lead?
It's Thrill's in the lead.
All right.
By a lot? He's at like 37%. I think I'm at 33, and you're right behind me.
Okay. All right. So vote for me now. If you follow us on X at Men's
Room. Or me. Continue to vote for me.
Mike is just out of town today. He'll be back next week.
He's exactly in North Carolina.
Good news.
Hey, he was enjoying the local cuisine at the airport. He had some Bojangles.
Oh, good.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What'd he get?
I don't know.
You didn't ask him?
Well, it was like right before the show. I was trying to set stuff up.
I love Bojangles.
He just sent me, and he goes, I'm eating Bojangles. Like, attaboy.
Yeah, man.
Nice work. Okay, let's see. Ted versus the FCC is coming up at 4:35. But first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
As we jump right into birthdays, guys, it's my best friend Bri's 30th birthday today. She is a big fan of the show. Want to give her a big shout out. Can I get a Homer Simpson fish sandwich?
Is
there,
it Bri or Brie?
It's B-R-Y. So I'm assuming it's Bri.
Bri.
The only Bri I know is a dude, the games.
Well, maybe Brie, sorry. So fish sandwich, Homer Simpson style, turtle sex, and Coach Ted giving her a pep talk on how best to live in her 30s. Also, the dirty Germans telling her why she should smoke her... She should take care of her boyfriend. Thanks so
much.
That's
not what it says.
That's all the best. And from Jimbo.
Fish sandwich. Are you sure?
Yeah. All right. How to live your best 30s. Honestly, just go out there and dominate. All right, listen. Soon you'll be 40, but hey, 30's the new 20s. 30's the new 40s. Whatever. Go out there and have fun. You're still in your 30s. Right? You shouldn't be aching that much. You don't have that weird pain in your shoulder because you slept on it wrong. The doctor's like, we call that old man shoulder. You don't have to deal with that yet. So you're good to go.
Yeah, I believe the email said why she should smoke her man's meats. And I think it's self-explanatory, but I would use your mouth as the smoker.
Yeah. It's like in America, you have the Slim Jims. Before you snap into it, you just suck on it for a while.
No disrespect to her boyfriend, but shouldn't she be the one getting something on her birthday?
Maybe so that's what she really likes to do, man.
Yeah, Miles.
Like, hey.
And he breaks it out as a treat. Hey, it's your birthday. Give her a hug.
Hunker down.
All right. Guys, hola. It is my 35th birthday today, so can I get some dirty Germans, please? That from Joe the Plumber.
Yeah, Joe the Plumber. You don't mind being around the poop. That is good, because I don't mind being around the poop either.
Yeah. You know, it's very interesting the way Joe uses a plunger on a female.
Yeah.
Michelle's going to get a shout-out for my gal, Jennifer, a.k.a. Sugar Boobs. Another year older and aging like a fine wine. Let's hit her with a cut that bitch off. The captain sharing what he knows about biomedical science and some dad jokes for Miles. Thanks, fellas. Rock on that from Brent in Ole.
What was he looking for?
Cut that bitch off.
Oh,
you got it.
Next call.
And the captain.
And Captain.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. What do we know about biomedical science? Well, we know it's a multidisciplinary field that applies scientific methods to health care and public health. It involves studying the human body, developing new technologies, and testing treatments for disease. And we're very interested in the treatments for disease ever since the SS Guppy anchored off the coast of Taiwan. That's where us mascots visited a local brothel while high on paint fumes. Anyway, the following morning, a few of us had a burning and itching sensation in the downstairs region. Now, so far, no doctors know exactly what it is, but they say it's definitely an STD of some kind. So that's why we're very interested in your biomedical science, because it burns. Grunge burns.
Dad Joke Friday. All right, Jennifer, a.k.a. Sugar Boobs.
Sugar Boobs.
Did you guys know that Stevie Nicks once turned down a marriage proposal from William Shatner?
No.
Stevie Nicks turned down a marriage proposal from William Shatner. Huh. She said she didn't want to be known as Stevie Shatner Nicks.
That's a good one, huh?
Yeah. Fleetwood Mac. Guys, my doctor told me I had a very good prostate.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah?
I was deeply touched. Ted, you should know this one. What does Mickey Mouse's wife drive?
What?
A minivan.
That's right there.
And finally, what do you call a locksmith with a lisp? What do you call a locksmith with a lisp?
I don't know.
What? Keith.
Had to be a name, right?
Yeah.
Stephanie.
Yeah.
Steven.
Hello, dinosaurs. Today is my older sister's 38th birthday. Can I get a you and your girl and your Johnson, the Dirty Germans talking about Monty Python, and some advice from Coke Ted on what Hannah should do now that she's 2 years away from turning 40. Thanks, guys. That from the lovely Lydia.
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
Yeah, I've always been a fan of Monty Python, only because the nickname for my penis is the Mighty Python.
Yeah, by the end of the night, you'll be the one saying, yee.
Hiya! All right, man, going out there, you gotta go party. How long? What do they need to know here, both?
Basically what they can do with a couple years away from turning 40, Coke Ted.
Couple years away from turning 40, that's perfect. Honestly, I'd start with an 8-ball, go out, get 2 8-balls. You won't do them all in one night, you probably will, doesn't matter. Either way, go out, go to a bar, have fun, slam shots, do something stupid, and take an Uber home. And on the way home, get 2 more 8-balls. Stay for the whole weekend, who cares?
You don't need to eat.
Oh, God.
Just tell people you're sweaty because you're hot.
All right, let's see.
Oh, God. I have seen people the next day sometimes. And it's just, like, not a party environment. It's just like, are you okay? I had a long night. Like, you are dripping sweat.
Bro, the last time we were in Vegas, I would say there was some product that no one else was consuming anymore. So I did my best to get through this bag, man. And I was probably up until, like, 5:30 in the morning. It's no joke. And, I mean,
I couldn't do it all. Anyway, get to the airport. I am shaking. I am sweating. And basically, everyone looked at me and said, that guy's high on cocaine. And it's like, you are correct. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't finish the bag, so I just put it in the top drawer next to the Bible in Vegas. I figure whoever goes there next will probably be happy to make the score or house cleaning.
I've been on the opposite end just from booze in Vegas. Like, we're sitting there. This was years ago. We were all there. Miles, you know, it's like 11 a.m. It's not crazy. Miles like, you want to get a beer? I go, no. And he goes, why? I go, I'm going to puke. Like, seriously, I was like, if I take a sip, I might throw up.
Birthday shout out, guys, for Wyatt only.
Oh, Wyatt, nice. Happy birthday,
guys, dude. On, brother. Today is my bestie's birthday. I think you know him, and I need you all to help me celebrate him. I don't care what voices you use, as long as you make our boy laugh until he pees himself. Wyatt is a ridiculously special person to my heart. His existence makes my world better every day, and I'd be lost without his friendship, love, and trust, and without his laughter and his music and his madness. So please tell him that I said happy birthday, angel boy. Thank you for your friendship, for loving me like you do, for seeing me, your trust, making me laugh, for your beautiful heart and your music, and for choosing to stay. I went for the music, but I found a best friend who means more than anything. So thank you for that. And I love you to hell and back. Thanks so much. Appreciate y'all making his birthday special. That from Jackie. I think that knowing Wyatt, maybe not knowing them that well, Coke Ted, do you have any advice on how he should spend his birthday?
Brother, we've done blow together.
Damn it.
All right, Wyatt, I don't know what birthday it is for you, but you're in a rock band. You know how this goes. Go to the venue. This night, you're not working. Stay backstage. Do coke. Wait for that other drummer, the weird one from the other local band. He'll come back with bad coke. Send him out of the room. You got your own bag. It's your birthday. Stay up till sunrise. Pet a cat. Eat a breakfast.
Pet a cat.
And by the way, Wyatt, you really should name your band Quiet Wyatt. I mean, it's right there.
Quiet Wyatt.
Welcome to Quiet Wyatt.
Oh, yeah. Coke Ted's getting tired.
Yeah, I have partied many times with this Mr. Wyatt man. And all these things that Jackie says, they are true, but also he has a very high tolerance for lots of things.
Yeah, yeah.
Including butt stuff.
Ironically, one of the last times I saw him was last year at a festival. So did he know I was still upstairs? You know, so he's like, what are you doing up here? I was like, does it not smell up here?
That's the last time I saw him, man. It came down to these studios, right?
Nice.
And he's like, oh, yeah, man, you got the new digs. God, I kind of miss your old place. Man, we did a lot of drugs in your old studio. I'm like, yes, we did. Yes, we did.
All right, Wyatt, here's some dad jokes for you. Ted, what do you call a person engaged to Beyonce? What do you call someone engaged to Beyonce?
Jay-Z?
Fiance.
Beyonce.
A woman in labor shouts, shouldn't. Wouldn't, didn't, couldn't. Don't worry, said the doctor. Those are contractions.
It's an English joke.
Oh.
Apostrophe T.
So I'm like, I do not get that.
Your mom is so ugly.
Yeah? How ugly is she?
Your mom is so ugly, your dad wakes up with morning wouldn't. One more dad joke for you, Wyatt. Word of the day, butternuts.
Butternuts?
Butternuts. She told me she was a chick, but her nut. Gentlemen, my amazing husband Kyle turns 40 today.
Yeah.
And would love a birthday shout out. Can we get Coke Ted pumping him up about turning 40 and how cool it will be when he finally gets his Porsche up and running? Thank you guys from his crazy Cuban wife, Terry.
Well, the good news is, first of all, we know we're getting the coke. That's our Cuban wife. Second of all, let's do so much coke that that Porsche never gets fixed. That's the old thing. Let's go outside and work on the Porsche. Jesus Christ. Right. See, you need a guy like Coke Ted recommending more drugs when you have a car straight out front. You never work.
Does.
Yeah.
People love Coke Ted.
Oh, do they?
I'm just looking at the text, dude. Yeah, Coke Ted is a hit.
I am stone sober. This is a prime reason I have never done coke.
Yes, yes, yes. That's why it's so ironic that you do it so well.
I know.
Holman Chola is me, a fellow West Virginian, and my husband Tim, a fellow Marylander. Listens daily to your show on our way to the gym after work. Can you please give him a shout out for his 48th trip around the sun? He forgot mine. That was 2 days ago.
Oh.
Could you give a Leroy Jenkins, some green beans, and a delightful story from the captain and the mascots about how they handle their bombs and explosives? Thank you, guys, and rock on. That from the lovely Christina.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Ted, a little green bean action, I think.
Sorry, I'm texting Mike. Would you get a Bojangles?
Green beans.
Green beans.
That should be in the regular area, Miles.
Well, not then.
We
the,
use it a lot.
The captain works as well.
Ooh, well, ahoy. I guess I'll talk to you instead. Looks for green beans, which oddly enough kind of plays into you wondering what us mascots do with bombs and explosives. Well, originally, we were hired by many a different international warlord to dispose of their bombs and explosives, but do it responsibly. Then the Jolly Green Giant came along, and when he started hanging out, he said, "Why are you doing that with the bombs and explosives?" Well, as it turns out, he's into butt stuff, so now we take the explosives, he uses them as a suppository, then he says on his third hoe, anytime he's doing a commercial, to detonate them. Because it gets him going. So anytime you see a commercial with the Jolly Green Giant, he says, ho, ho, ho. Know that when he says that last ho, we detonated an explosive in his rectum. And he loves it. Crunch berries.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Hey guys, I want to wish my silver fox husband, Matt, a very happy 50th birthday. Can I get to Coach Ted? I give him a pep talk on turning 50 and the Dirty Germans wishing him a happy birthday. You guys are awesome. Thank you. That from Katie in Port Orchard.
What's this guy's name?
His name is Matt. He's 50 years old.
Matt, you're turning 50. So just basically coach advice today is do everything. Don't do anything Coach Ted said. All right, that's the bottom line. We're turning 50. Age catches up with you. Other than that, have fun. Enjoy those over-the-hill cards.
Yeah, I understand that you're a silver fox. Yeah, that is about the hair on your head. I can't wait to see your downstairs.
Yeah, it's silver, too. Mm. So, silver and gold. It's like a robot downstairs.
Let's see. Texas came in. Kind of late to the party. Please say happy birthday to Opie, the manager at Earl's on the Ave and part owner. He's just so much fun to be around. Smiles all the time, and he really likes when random strangers go up to hug him. I believe that. So let's give him your penis is too small and whatever else you think is appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Earl, I was at Earl's a few weeks ago, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just an old school bar.
So make sure you go up and give Opie a hug, because apparently he loves that kind of thing.
Penis. It's not just labeled penis.
Penis it too small, teeny tiny penis, little member.
Penis.
Can you find the penis?
Penis. I think you're made of clay.
Just give him whatever.
No, Ted's hunting for that penis.
Yeah, I mean, it should be right here.
Where's the penis?
Come on, Ted.
Are you f***ing me?
No.
Holy
None of that's a penis. Where's the penis?
Oh, man, pressure's on.
Come on, Ted. The man just wants a penis.
Chestnut!
No, that's not a penis.
He's got one, though. There's no penis.
I know it's in here. It's a lot of fish sandwiches.
You can't find the penis.
Boston J, Jeb Bush, Q, blah, 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 blah.
There's no penis.
There it is. All right. Yeah. There you go, Obie.
Lower right.
Yeah. All right, guys. Here you go.
Happy birthday to you. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweineflash.
Okay, Ted, do you think it's time that we go back in time? The last time that we played Ted versus the FCC, if we could?
Let's go back in time.
Sherry's new sofa was shipped from Shack of Sit. Sherry sits and sips cherry soda on her sofa from Shack of Sit. Your sofa will ship quick if you shop at Shack of Sit.
3 cents fast.
Sherry's new sofa was shipped from Shack of Sit. Sherry sits and sips cherry soda on her sofa from Shack of Sit.
Your sofa will ship quick if you shop at Shack of Sip.
One.
Sherry Sue's sofa was shipped from Sack of Sip. Sherry sits and sips cherry soda from her sofa on her Shack of Sip. Your soda will ship quick if you shop at Shack of Sip.
Two.
Sherry Sue's sofa was shipped from Shack of Sip. Sherry sits and sips cherry soda on her sofa from Shack of Sip. Your sofa will ship quick if you shop at Shack of Sip.
Oh, my. Oh. Here we go. Big win at 10 versus the FCC. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Would you believe a coworker came up with a Ted versus the FCC? I can't even believe a co-worker was physically present.
I can't either. We actually had one in the radio station.
My God. Nice.
I counted three employees at Odyssey Seattle. They were here today on a sunny Friday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately,
fake spring.
One of them brought us a Ted versus the FCC. You know him as a legendary veggie dog. Everyone.
Okay, all right.
VD dropped this on my desk today, Ted. It's a good one. It has to do with your new lifestyle choice.
Oh, Jesus.
A Vin Coke Ted. This one goes a little something like this, courtesy of Veggie Dog. Ted cannot quit Coke. He snorts Coke, sucks Coke, sits, shifts, sits, cuts, shakes, shifts, sits, and shouts, I can't cut Coke on the clock. What a crock. Now, the way we do Ted versus the FCC, one time through, three time fast, you just worry about the winner and the loser bet on this one since we're short-staffed. I'll handle the dub button and everything else. Okay.
Will you?
Maybe.
I can't find it. Where did that pesky dump button go?
All right. Ted can't quit Coke. He snorts Coke, sucks Coke, sits, shifts, sits, cuts, shakes, shifts, sits, and shouts, I can't cut Coke on the clock. What a crock.
Three times fast.
Ted can't quit Coke. He snorts Coke, sucks Coke, sits, shifts, sits, cuts, shakes, shifts, sits, and shouts, I can't cut Coke on the clock. What a crock.
One.
Ted can't quit Coke. He snorts Coke, sucks Coke, sits, shifts, sits, cuts, shakes, shifts, sits, and shouts, I can't cut Coke on the clock. What a crock.
Two.
Ted can't quit Coke. He snorts Coke, sucks Coke, sits, shifts, sits, cuts, shakes, shifts, sits, and shouts, I can't cut Coke on the clock. What a crock.
Oh, there you go. Another win.
It's Ted versus the FCC. Nice job. There you go.
All right, coming up, it's a 5:08. We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, Dakota, it's a 5:08. We will drink and toast to the weekend with the shot of the day. And we also have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on. And since he's not here, he is really not working on those.
What did he get at Bojangles, by the way? Did he text you back?
He got a chicken sandwich and fries. And now he is at a barbecue place in, where's he at? Winston-Salem.
All right.
I told him not to get brisket, but he said they told him brisket is why they're famous. So he put brisket on there, sweet potato casserole,
Ooh. Which
I liked, and I think he got greens.
Okay. Damn. There's a big parade of planets tonight with 7 planets visible in the night sky. Experts say the best time to look around is about dusk. Now, they say you might only see 4 or 5. Saturn is pretty close to the sun right now, and you need a telescope or binoculars to see Uranus and Neptune. So grab your binoculars.
And look at Uranus.
They do call it a parade because they're all lined up in the sky, and it will not happen again until 2040. So look, right now, as of right now.
Yeah, the sky is clear, man. We rarely get that. Anytime there's some celestial event between like September and May, we get that.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of space.
What time should we go out and look at it specifically?
Dusk. They
oh,
say
so coming up.
Yeah.
Get your binocular out, nerds.
And look at Uranus.
More nerd news. It turns out the space station might be too sterile. A lack of germs could be giving astronauts rashes and cold sores, which they have been experiencing. All that the space station is actually too sterile.
Did they explain how that... So you're getting rashes...
Not working on it.
And sores.
Because of sterility.
Wow, okay.
Here's news, space-wise. Katy Perry is going into outer space.
Oh, God.
Like, for real. She is joining an all-female crew on board one of Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin space flights. She'll be joined by Gayle King from CBS Mornings, Bezos' fiance, Lauren Sanchez, and 3 other women. An aerospace engineer, a civil rights activist, and a filmmaker. Now, Lauren reportedly brought the mission together. The launch tentatively scheduled for this spring. She says, quote, honored to lead a team of explorers on a mission that will challenge their perspectives of Earth, empower them to share their own stories, and create lasting impact that will inspire generations to come.
Now, she's going to go up in the air and like a firework.
The thing what bugged me about it was Katy Perry. I can't explain it. For whatever reason, when she talks, it annoys me. There's something about her personality that just... drives me nuts. And the idea of her going into space and then coming back and telling us about it. Look, I'm a space nerd. When she talks about it, I'm going to hate space.
I know this. It just sounds like a bunch of California girls getting together.
I'm honored to be among this diverse group of celestial sisters.
Oh, my God.
Celestial sisters.
Think they'll make
Perry
out?
Say that?
What's that?
That was Katy Perry.
Yeah.
See, it's already annoying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what it is about her. I'm like, please not her.
They should take up Left Shark.
Who the heck? What?
Remember when she did her Super Bowl performance? Left Shark kind of forgot.
Forgot the dance moves.
Yeah. He was just kind of doing his own thing. Like, throw old Left Shark in there.
Why not?
Well, let's see. More science news. Wolves, they say now, may have domesticated themselves 30,000 years ago. Do you know why wolves domesticated themselves with human beings 30,000 years ago?
Fire.
Nope. Keep guessing. It makes sense.
Cooked meat. Treats.
Yeah.
The T word that you cannot say around any dog. That knows.
They just start, like, the human just naturally were like, here, wolf.
You throw something to it, then the wolves were like, you know what, man? We don't have to hunt and put ourselves in danger because these two-legged, hairless monkeys, they just hand us stuff. And then they even said that some of the wolves that may have domesticated themselves would then look for mates that also like the idea of, like, hey, let's get our food for free, man.
It's the T word, man.
Can't I mean, it kind of makes sense, though. What's like every time you see a celebrity, especially, you know, that's made it super rich and everything, they talk about how once you've got all the money,
people just give you S for free.
Yep.
It's the same thing. The wolf was in charge. It's the alpha animal. We were scared. It's like, here, take a treat.
And it's like, all right, cool. Well, they said the same thing with cats, right? We started agriculture, so we started storing grain and stuff and all mice. The mice. We did. So the cats came in, take care of the mice. And once the cats realized, like, hey, listen, man, as long as you kill the mice and eat them, the two-legged hairless monkeys, they will hook you up, bro. Yep.
Speaking of your dog, a daily pill to extend Fido's lifespan could be on the market very soon. It is an anti-aging pill created by biotech startup Loyal, and it has been certified by the FDA as having a reasonable expectation of effectiveness, according to the Washington Post. The CEO says the recognition is a key step toward extending dogs' lives. She believes the FDA will certify the drug as being safe before the end of the year, clearing the way for vets to prescribe it for dogs 10 years or older that weigh at least 14 pounds. Loyal says the drug is a result of research on how to deliver the life-extending effects of caloric restriction without having to give dogs restrictive diets. And they say the findings could extend to human lives. It's harder to win that approval, though, for human treatments from the FDA. If we can successfully delay the onset and severity of age-related diseases in dogs, it's compelling evidence that it possibly could do the same for humans. Now, the CEO of the company says she wants to keep the cost below $100 a month to encourage widespread use instead of jacking up the price and getting the millionaire dog on the drug to live longer.
Right.
So that's good news as far as that is concerned. Speaking of pets, believe it or not, about 20 states allow for the keeping of raccoons as pets.
Oh, all right.
And if Stephen Casper is successful in his latest mission, Kansas will be the next one. The resident is behind a bill to legalize raccoon ownership with clear evidence that proper regulation could ensure public safety and animal welfare. Per the proposed legislation, owners would need to have the raccoon vaccinated against rabies, take it in for regular vet checkups, and complete an educational program on caring for the raccoon. Casper also recommends that ownership permits only be given out if individuals buy a raccoon from a licensed breeder, meaning it's not permissible to just bring one out of your backyard into your house.
Breeder of raccoons.
Yes.
Don't just grab one and make it a pet.
He says he's been feeding, training wild raccoons in his home for years. Calls his interactions with the ring-tailed mammal the highlight of my life. These are the things you do when you become an empty nester, he says. A lot of people have them. I don't realize they're not legal pets. He's also lobbying for Bill and says he has a lot of wild pets, and he's grown up on a farm his entire life.
Where is he from?
He is from Iowa. No, Kansas. Sorry.
Kansas.
Kansas. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're an empty nester in Kansas, I mean, I guess it's that boring.
Might as well, right?
I think when training raccoons is the highlight of your life, you should also reflect on the life you've led.
Yes.
Yeah, and if it's an empty nester, isn't that kind of acid on his kids?
Kids moved out and turned to raccoons.
I mean, you got to find something to take care of, right?
It's just rare that someone would be like, the highlight of my life, raising raccoons. Like, you have three children.
Kids are like, yo, dad, man. Mm-hmm.
We go to the...
a little something, you know, we go for to the effort.
Smith Family Beer Garden and Popcorn Stand, Beverly, Massachusetts.
All right.
Authorities are asking for the public's help finding a man accused of mistaking a local bar for a bathroom. According to Beverly police, the patron turned a local drinking establishment into their personal bathroom by urinating all over the top of the bar while standing on the stool.
Good Lord, man.
Not only is this disgusting, but it's also incredibly disrespectful to the staff and patrons, police wrote in a social media post.
Really? You had to explain that.
Anyone with information about the incident or the man responsible is asked to reach out to Beverly authorities. He ran out. They still can't find him. Let's keep our local establishments a place for good times, not peeing on the bar.
Somebody knows him.
According to police, they have
guaranteed
a picture of him.
Right.
There's no way, right? Yeah. Unless he's from out of state, but like somebody's got to know this dude.
You would think so.
And why would you pee on a bar, man?
Mm-hmm. You ever been to a bar and seen somebody doing that? I've been in a bar and seen somebody just so out of it, just peeing on the floor.
Yes.
Standing there. And it's
I
like,
have too. It's while like, waiting in line for a beer.
And it's like, jeez. Dude.
Yes.
Do you have any idea what you're doing?
They're waiting in line for a beer and they were peeing.
Oh, yeah.
Brother, maybe you don't need the beer.
I was with them.
Oh, that's worse.
I was with them.
So my friends have a story. I didn't go on the trip, but same thing.
I'm leaving. They were standing at the bar and they were peeing underneath the bar.
Oh.
And thought it was funny.
So he was doing that on purpose.
Yes.
The story I have for
me. Well, it's awfully quiet.
My buddies.
What's your story, Ted?
One of their friends, basically, they got so hammered, they're like in a booth, and he just stood up and started going. But I think he was so blacked out, he didn't know what he was doing.
Yes. Speaking of penis. They say don't let the cold weather keep you from heating up in the bedroom. A doctor is warning you watch out for winter penis. A seasonal condition that may be a hinder to a man's ability to perform sexually.
Oh, I thought that was the Captain America spinoff. America, the winter penis?
Mm-hmm. Yep. As no, no say, more soldier. Winter penis.
Yeah, winter penis.
Most of the country is
still... Hey, but he's white again.
In the dead of winter. And male genitalia recedes into the body. Ooh. To maintain body heat.
Let me sneak back in here.
Resulting in restricted blood flow. Yes, it goes into hibernation. The phenomenon, which affects men of all ages, can cause the male member to shrink in size up to 50% during the winter.
Damn.
While the slowed circulation makes achieving an erection difficult when the thermostat also drops. A doctor explained it. He said winter penis is a passing condition for most men, occurring only during frigid conditions and reversing once the temperature recovers. For the 30 million American men with erectile dysfunction, however, the occurrence can be more difficult to manage due to additional underlying issues that block blood flow to the penis. In some cases, physicians may prescribe medications to help stave off the mitigating effects of winter penis, particularly for men with erectile dysfunction. And they say while winter penis should not be worrying for most, cured simply by warming up the body, any shrinkage that outlasts the cool temps should be noted by a doctor, as they could point out additional health concerns.
I was going to say, yeah, we can prescribe medications like put a hand warmer in your underwear. I mean, to me, like, hey, if it's a matter of being cold, like, let's warm it up.
Yeah, and it's like, sorry, it's just winter penis.
You know me, more penis news.
All right.
A German football clash between FC Taxi 2 and Rot-Weiss Mülheim in painful circumstances, with referee Stefan Koller abandoning the match before he had even blown the whistle.
So like, it hasn't even started.
Correct.
And he goes, we got to end this.
As he checked over the players before the game, a child of one of the players ran up to him and bit him in the testicle.
Jeez, damn, man.
He buckled over and presumably in quite a lot of pain had no choice but to call off the game. The two clubs will now have their match rescheduled for later in the season. In the refereeing report, Koller said, while I was checking the FC Taxi player's ID, a small child was doing warm-up exercises alongside the players. He came closer and closer to me. Then suddenly, to my complete surprise, gave me a sharp bite in my left testicle. I did not start the game because the pain was so intense. I was in the situation I was in. It was the child of one of the players who was to blame. Now, the clubs are currently battling in the 8th tier of the German football league.
Oh, 8th tier?
FC Taxi.
I think I could play in that.
3rd, when the match is rescheduled, though, Kaler will not be allowed to officiate. And if he is, will probably, they say, consider wearing some form of protective gear.
Damn.
If it comes
also, like, that's pretty bad parenting. Like, I understand kids can bite.
Yeah.
But, like, what is going on where your kid is biting a dude in the junk?
And specifically, the left testicle.
What goes on at that house?
Yes.
Well, you know.
Fast food news. What's the weirdest thing that made you feel old? Here's a new option. Taco Bell's Crunchwrap Supreme is turning 20 years old this week.
Wow.
Damn.
It was their most successful
Happy birthday, Crunchwrap Supreme.
Happy.
Now their most successful launch goes to Nacho Fries, which debuted in 2018. Now they are marking the 20th anniversary with a new mini Crunchwrap option called Crunchwrap Sliders. There's only one kind, steak and queso, half the size, but you get two. And they come with a green chili queso dipping sauce. Not clear how long they'll be selling them, but they are listed as a limited time thing on the menu.
And I mean, that seems to be the new thing, right?
What's that?
You just take whatever your product is and like...
make it smaller.
Yeah, and sell it for less. Credit to Taco Bell. They've done this with a couple other things. And then they're just like, well, they're smaller. But it comes with a dipping sauce and we throw cheese on it.
Yep.
It's like, all right, I'm back in.
Why not? As you know, the end of February is tonight. Tomorrow we head into March.
Yep.
And here are some things to look forward to in the month of March.
Oh, my birthday. And you're done.
You will be 56.
That is correct.
Damn.
If I make
Lawrence
it that
long. Taylor year.
Yes, the Lawrence Taylor year.
That's right. There's only like 2 or 3 months we're the same age.
Mm-hmm.
We're in that window. All right.
St. Patrick's Day, Miles.
You know what? That's on the list. Number one, though, the most important thing in my world, daylight saving time starts next Sunday, March the 9th. Now, you will lose an hour of sleep that night, but it won't get dark so early in the afternoon anymore. Then March 20th is the first day of spring.
All right.
Okay. Also, it's almost March Madness time.
Yep.
Selection Sunday is March the 16th. Then the men get started on the 18th, and the women's tournament starts up the very next day. Also, the new Major League Baseball season starts in a few weeks. The Cubs and Dodgers play the first series in Japan, believe it or not, on March 18th, and that counts. Opening day for everyone else is March 27th. So 9 days
later.
So they're over in Japan, and those games, without question, they mark on the schedule for wins and losses.
Okay. All right. So it matters.
They did the same thing with the games they played in London last year, right?
Yep, that is correct.
Because they made that weird... I mean, it's hard to make a baseball field out of a soccer pitch, but they did it.
Mm-hmm. Other stuff. Things to look forward to on TV. The Oscars are coming up on Sunday night. Grey's Anatomy and 9-1-1 return for their sixth season. Return on the sixth. American Idol and the Righteous Gemstone Show are back on the 9th, and John Mulaney's got a new Netflix talk show that premieres on the 12th. Bill Burr has a new stand-up special on Hulu on the 14th. Seth Rogen has a new Apple TV series, The Studio, starting on the 26th. And The Simpsons returns for its 37th season on March the 30th. And finally, we do have some holidays in the month of March. The big ones are Ramadan. That actually starts tonight.
All right.
Lent starts next Wednesday. March 8th is International Women's Day. Purim starts on the 13th and the 17th. That would be St. Patty's Day.
St. Patty's Day.
Yep. And there's also National Cereal Day on March 7th. National Ranch Dressing Day on the 10th. Pie Day, March 14th. National Puppy Day on the 23rd. Waffle Day on the 25th. And March 27th is National Viagra Day.
Well, that one I knew, yeah.
Yes.
I'm on it.
Okay. Coming up at 5:50, we do have your headlines. But first, Ed, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say... Bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Quick time is here, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrillhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast an unidentified man from somewhere in Arizona. Now, police suspected that he might be driving under the influence or having a medical episode when they saw his vehicle veer off the road and crashed into a guardrail. Well, it turns out that he was, in fact, drunk. Now, the man himself, when the cops got there, he tried assuring cops that he was, quote, totally perfect. The thing is, he wasn't. And one of the pieces of evidence was that his finger was literally stuck in a can of White Claw. As you might imagine, it was literally stuck in the can of White Claw. Yeah, he was arrested and charged with DUI. He had some other charges as well, but yeah, that was their tip-off that, one, you're not totally perfect, and we no longer believe it's a medical episode.
Why was his finger in the can?
Man, I don't know why he had his finger in a can of White Claw in the first place, but he could not get the can off of his finger. So when he told the cops, like, I'm totally perfect. They're like, bro, your finger's stuck in a can of White Claw. Like, come on, man.
Nice.
Let's go. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the... throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Your winner on a big Bad Choice Friday on the way next.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show Early Wedge on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.